Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Billie Eilish says Prince Charles, Prince William and Kate Middleton are so normal. From Vanity Fair, Eilish got to meet the royals at the London premiere of the new James Bond film, No Time to Die. Eilish told Jimmy Kimmel she was given a whole list of rules about what to do and what not to do when meeting the royals that left her scared she was going to screw up this seemingly formal moment. But in the end, Prince Charles, Prince William and Kate turned out to being totally cool. I tried to follow the rules. I was planning on it, she told Kimmel. They were just so normal. They didn't make me feel like, oh, I'm scared. I can't talk to them. She added that meeting them was all amazing. And they were like very complimentary and they had all these questions for me. They were just very friendly and funny and sweet. I can't complain. William took to Instagram to answer questions. He was asked about the existence of unicorns. William quipped, well, I think if you talk to my daughter, she'd say they were real. Obviously, it's a trade secret, so I can't possibly comment. Another person asked Prince William, ¿Puedes hablar español? Can you speak Spanish? So the prince showed off his language skills by responding, sí, un poquito, which translates to yes, a little. In a recent interview with the BBC, William revealed his 8-year-old son was frustrated when he took part in trash cleanup with his school. George at school recently has been doing litter picking, and I didn't realise, but talking to him the other day, he was already showing that he was getting a bit confused. He was a bit sort of annoyed by the fact they went out litter picking one day, and then the very next day they did the same route, same time, and pretty much all the same litter they picked up was back again. And I think that for him, he was trying to understand how and where it all came from. He couldn't understand. He's like, but we cleaned this. Why has it not gone away? William compared this to the environmental advocacy done by his father Charles, now carried forward by William. It shouldn't be there's a third generation now coming along having to ramp it up even more, he told host Adam Fleming. And you know, for me, it would be an absolute disaster if George is sat here talking to you, your successor, Adam, you know, like in 30 years' time, whatever, still saying the same thing, because by then it'll be too late. I want the things that I've enjoyed, the outdoor life, nature, the environment. I want that to be there for my children, and not just my children, but everybody's children. If we're not careful, we're robbing from our children's future through what we do now. And I think that's not fair. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Richard Eden of the Daily Mail reported that Princess Eugenie's husband, Jack Brooksbank, revealed to him the existence of a hidden passage beneath London's streets. There is one to Duke's Bar from St. James Palace. I haven't used it yet, but I'd love to check it out. St. James Palace used to be the monarch's residence prior to Buckingham Palace. Duke's Bar, where the secret passage leads, is a renowned cocktail bar located within the Duke's Hotel in Mayfair. The elegant spot is famous for their martinis, and legend has it that James Bond author Ian Fleming was inspired by the bar to choose a medium-dry martini as Bond's signature drink and coined the phrase, shaken, not stirred. And let's end the week on the Queen's habit of taking people hostage. This from getreading.co.uk. The opening of Parliament sees the Queen don her imperial state crown and the robe of state. She then leads the royal procession through the Royal Gallery, which is full of around 600 guests, to the chamber of the House of Lords. It is an extremely grand ceremony which usually draws a large TV audience. However, one lesser known aspect of it is the taking of a hostage. This still happens in 2021 and dates way back to the English Civil War in the 1600s. Charles I had a very difficult relationship with Parliament, which culminated with him being beheaded in 1649 at the end of the Civil War. Following this, the idea of taking a hostage was devised to ensure the monarch was not harmed. The hostage is usually an MP whose office makes him or her officially a member of the royal household. They spend the opening of Parliament at Buckingham Palace being looked after by royal staff. The slightly sinister aspect of this is that, in theory, if the Queen was to come to harm, then the hostage would also suffer the same fate. This has never happened, and it's not really clear what would happen if it did in the 21st century. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.